Welcome to That Deep Show. Tonight's show, we wanted to continue a topic we started a couple weeks back. We had a great interview with Cam from Heathen Army Fitness, and we wanted to continue a discussion on the angle of mental health and Jeep life. It's no surprise that through the years, Jeeps have provided not only family entertainment, hobbies, and have been a solid structure through history, it's been used to help so many mentally. I think mental health is the most important aspect of well-being. I know personally at times in my life, Jeeps are my escape. Nothing like having the top down or window down, listening to music on a back road. Even working on my Jeep has been a source of therapy. I'm very active on different social media platforms, and sometimes it becomes overwhelming. It's okay to take breaks, step back, do things that energize your soul, and just take a break. We're all bombarded with life at some time, so it's okay to ask for help. And one of the pages I think, if you do not follow, like I mentioned before, is Heathen Army Fitness. Cam and Jace are very great motivators. They have helped me so many times that I've seen a post or just a word of encouragement. They're really great guys. And if you're struggling, look them up. They're on every platform. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Vince, what's your thoughts on all this?
Well, you know, like you said, the guys at Heathen Army, it seems like every time I'm dealing with something, there's always something that they post, you know. And Shane, you know, I've been dealing with some issues lately, and which I don't want to get into right now. But, you know, they're always the about those guys, but every time they post something, it seems to fit what issue you have going on at the moment. But I agree with you totally. You know, being in the Jeep, no top and no doors, and running down a back road, with music up, is very therapeutic. And even working on it, I get, you know, you can ask my family, I get frustrated and I get mad. But it's so much of a stress relief to be able to work on something and see a project through, and then to be able to enjoy it. It's just, I don't know. And the Jeep community as a whole, to support people's mental health is really, I can't say enough about them, really special to me.
Right. I totally agree. And, you know, sometimes I think social media can be used for so many good things, but it does become overwhelming.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And it's important, you know, take a break from it. You know, it's okay to take a break.
I really think it's easy with social media to get lost and you kind of lose yourself. You know, you become whatever your page is, and you kind of lose who you are to your friends and your family. And, you know, I know that I've become friends with people on social media and, you know, be lifelong friends with people like you. But a lot of people, you just know them on there and that's it. And, you know, you really don't know them at all. And it's easy to get lost.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, here lately, I've even had to step back just a little bit just because I don't want to lose focus of why my page started to begin with. Right. And as a woman on social media, I think there is extreme amount of pressure sometimes that you have to be a certain way or you have to look a certain way. They kind of make it like a competition, you know what I'm saying? And I don't compete. That's not who I am. Right. So I've kind of had to step back myself, and it's important. If something brings you down with negative vibes or energy, I think it's important to step back, take a breath, and kind of regain your focus on what do you want to accomplish? Definitely. And my page is, I don't want my page to be about me. I want my page to be about my Jeeps. You know, right. That's me. I'm not that interesting. I'm really not. So, but, you know, it's so easy to get lost in it. And I think a lot of people really thrive on followers, likes, and it can depress you and it can bring you down. If you think you should get all these likes or all these followers and you're not, I think it's some people, you know, it affects mentally. Just walk away from it. It's not worth it. I mean,
most definitely.
Yeah.
It, It becomes a really toxic environment a lot of times. You know, social media as a whole, like my page, I just started. I was like, well, I want pictures of my Jeep out there. You know, I wanted to talk to people about my Jeep. And, you know, I know what you're saying about the women, how they compete and stuff. And guys do the same thing. It's just kind of on a different level. But it feels like somebody's always there. Like there's always somebody, you know, picking at you or I don't even really know how to explain it. But it really becomes really toxic and it hurts. If you're struggling anyway, then it hurts, you know, and like a real hurt, you know, I don't even know really how to say that, but it just like deep down inside hurts.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that's so much why I love Heathen Army Fitness. You know, they pulled me in and I honestly feel like their sister. I can really count on you and like them guys and I feel like part of a family, like where I belong. I've never really felt like I belonged anywhere or fit in anywhere for some reason.
Right.
And I fit right in. And they're so good at encouraging and helping. And if you're listening and you're struggling, don't think it's a bad thing to ask for help because we've all been there. You know, so reach out to those guys if you're really struggling.
I would say, you know, reach out to them for sure because they're two great guys. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you said they just bring you in, you feel like family. I mean, that's exactly the way I feel with those guys. But, you know, if you don't want to reach out to them, you know, you can reach out to us on our That Jeep Show page or me personally or Shannon personally. And I may not have the best advice for people, but I can listen. I'm a pretty good listener. I mean, you can ask my family. I listen, but I'm always there to help and, you know, just lend a hand and a pat on the back and, you know, have a great day type thing. And, I just hate really, I don't like seeing people suffer. I've suffered and I know you have, and I just hate seeing people suffer, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another thing is some people kind of get timid because maybe their build isn't quite like somebody else's build. It's a Jeep Compass or a Wrangler, whatever. Yeah. Everybody should band together, you know.
It doesn't matter. You know, I off-road with people that drive Toyotas. And one of the guys in our Jeep club, he drives a Chevy Colorado. You know, it's just the community as a whole is what I really enjoy. And I don't care what you drive, you know, let's just get out and have fun. Let's respect each other and let's just have a good time and enjoy, you know, for me, enjoy the mountains of West Virginia. I mean, I live in a beautiful state. I know you do too. And there are a lot of beautiful areas out there. You know, let's just get out and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of while we're on this topic of how Jeeps has helped us mentally and stuff, I kind of want to throw out an event that's going to happen in my state in October. It's a little ways off and I'm sure I'm going to be talking about it, you know, until then, but I wanted to mention it. It's called Wheeling with Warriors. It's a veterans ride and it's October the 9th at Rocky Ridge Off-Road Park in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Information, you can look it up on Facebook at Wheeling with Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We actually had a Wheeling with Warriors event in West Virginia at the Good Evening Ranch. It was in August last year. It rained. We had a really good time. It was, but it rained. Like I said, it was miserable because of that, but, you can find it on the Good Evening Ranch's website. I think it's mid August, 15th, maybe 13th, somewhere around that area. But yeah, check them out. I don't know if it's, I assume it's the same event. Is that right, Shannon? I don't know for sure, but
you know, I'm not really sure about that. It may be through the same corporation or something.
I don't know. The Good Evening Ranch, they put on a good event up there for the Wheeling with Warriors. They have a, you know, cabins, on-site food and things like that, so it's a good time for sure. Mm-hmm. And for a good cause,
right? And I know the one at Bowling Green, they actually, people have let their Jeeps and let veterans like have their Jeeps and ride them, you know, drive right. them and stuff like that. And I think it's a very good thing because it just shows you how the Jeep can help you in a positive way mentally.
Definitely.
You know, It's not the Jeep that does it. It's the community that does it.
Right.
But still, the fact that Jeeps can be used for so much more than just taking it outside and off-roading it, it's really used for some uses.
Right. And you know, along the same line, I want to give a shout-out to Four Wheel to Heel. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, on just online, just Four Wheel to Heel. They're a great organization, and that's what they do too. They get veterans out that say have came back, maybe they're wounded or you know just have issues that they're dealing with, and they get them out on the trail with some people, and just it's that I almost want to call it a brotherhood, but it's more just family, you know. I mean, and a lot of military have that same feeling when they were in the military that they have in this same community. It's real similar anyway.
Right. That's awesome. Okay. Well, after this quick break, we will be right back with some more from that Jeep show. Hey, welcome back to that Jeep show. So, Vince, we got the big Utah thing coming up soon. Tell our listeners about what's going on.
So, I'm going to Utah again for Crawl America, which ties into what we were just talking about. Actually, they are an organization that supports Hero Off-Road, which is a veterans organization that helps, you know, with people that came back and people that are veterans that just need help in general. But headed out there in a month to Hurricane, Utah, or Hurricane, Utah, I guess. We call it Hurricane in West Virginia, but I think it's Hurricane, actually. But and we're going to be running in Sand Hollow for a week. I'll be out there. And I've been working on Sorrow for, I don't know, it seems like forever trying to get it ready to go. But I still have a few things to tidy up. But, you know, I did the PSE steering, power assist steering with the hydraulic ram. Stepped up to 37s, the TNT tube fenders have been on there for a period of time. I put a hoop on my front bumper to protect my winch cable and all, put a new stage 2 clutch in, which that's where I'm having issues at. My clutch is giving me fits. I'm trying to get it tuned in, which is causing some problems, but you know, it's getting there. I still got a few weeks to go, and I'm about there. I just have little things here and there to tidy up, and hopefully we'll have a pretty good trip. It, according to the internet, it's going to take 30 hours to drive it, which is a long trip. So we're going to try to break that up and go see some sights on our way out through there.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I looked online, and like the world's biggest spur is out through there. And so I thought, well, why not stop and see that? I'm never going to see the world's biggest spur, so why not?
Right. That's like a trip of a lifetime right there. That would be so awesome.
And, you know, honestly, I'm hoping this is the first of many. I'm hoping that I get to do this more often because it's really what I've wanted to do since I got into Jeeps. I you know, of course, I think we all kind of get hooked into something. And ever since I got into them, I started watching these rock crawlers, and it was always in Utah. You know, it's always – I was like, man, I got to go. So this is my opportunity, I think, that – to check off something on my bucket list, and hopefully it won't be the last time. You know, I'm hoping to go out there another time in the future.
Right. And hopefully we get to do a show out there whenever you're out there.
Most definitely. I'm going to try to get us an interview with some guys from out there. I haven't really got that nailed down yet, but I'm going to try to get some people involved while we're out there sitting around the pool at the end of one of our rides. And I'll get some, you know, we'll talk to some people. I don't know. I definitely have some footage on my Instagram and stuff for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. And you'll have to get us some footage, and we'll put on our Facebook and our Instagram.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. You know, I will.
So, maybe we can talk your wife into doing some interviews too, you know, get her involved more in this
thing. I know. Yeah. That would be a good idea. She has made Jeep cookies, and I heard they were really good. I just haven't tried them yet. So.
Right. I know. I'm in love with her cookies. Seriously. I go to her page often and, oh man, I would just like devour that.
I'm not allowed to touch them. So, So that's enough about Sara and me. What have you been doing? Some things to your Jeeps, right?
Yes, I have. Actually got in last week a couple of sunshades from Naughty Shades Florida, and well, I should say Naughty Shades FL, but that is a veteran owned company, by the way. Very awesome company. And cool. I reached out to them and I was like, I told them like ideas that I wanted for my shades, and I mean, they killed it. They absolutely made perfection on my designs. But, yeah, I had somebody ask me, well, what's the point of a sunshade? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, here's some points on a sunshade. That gives you, like, protection from the sun, obviously. But it helps, you know, the temperature to go down just a little mm-hmm. bit. Because sometimes when off the Jeep and everything, that sun gets really, really hot. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, and especially my black Jeep, it's like escalate. But
most definitely.
I like the look of them. I think they're cool looking. And, you know, it's all about your personal preference. But so, I would go ahead.
When I first got Saro, you know, I was new to the Jeep world. And I thought, I'm going to take top of doors off and run around. I burnt that summer. I mean, it wasn't even funny. I couldn't even really sit down. I was so miserable. So I ended up getting the sunshade and throwing on there, and it really, it makes a drastic difference. It's surprising how much of a difference the sunshade makes on a Jeep.
Yeah, it really does. And I think they look awesome. I mean,
oh yeah, definitely.
That's just me, but so, yeah.
So they do custom designs down there?
Yes, they do custom designs. And not only for your Jeep, boats, we're talking even shades for like maybe like tents like outside of your home, RVs, I mean anything. Seriously, look them up on Facebook and Instagram and shoot mm-hmm. them a message. It's Carlos and his wife. They're awesome people, and like I said, he's a veteran, so I always go for veteran owned businesses when I'm shopping around for stuff for my Jeep.
Definitely.
I just think it's important that we give back to our veterans as much as we can. And
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think we can thank them enough. You know, I think that the things that people, I don't know, the veterans deal with and they deal with constantly, you know, it's, I just don't think we can thank them enough. You know, you definitely go to their businesses and utilize their businesses, but in the everyday scheme of things, you know, when you're out in public just and you see somebody that got a hat on, you know they're a veteran, you know, just thank them. You know, if it's just, you know, saying thank you, shaking their hand or opening a door for them or something, show them some respect, because some of those guys have really been through a lot of things that the rest of us do not want to deal with.
Right. And you know, kind of don't know what to do, like for your veterans and stuff, reach out for an organization. I know Mission is one of the best organizations that gives back to our veterans and stuff. So,
oh yeah,
you know, look them up.
Yeah, we do an event for the Western Jeep Club. We do an event with Mission 22 with a local branch for them. We do a ride. Yeah, definitely look them up. They're a good group. Definitely, I recommend them highly.
Yeah. Well, guys, that's our show for tonight. Vince, let's talk about shout-outs. Is there any shout-outs you want to do?
Well, as always, I'll give a shout-out to the West Virginia Jeep Club, some of the greatest people I know. You know, but, you know, look us up on Instagram, Facebook. You can find us on our internet page at jeepinwb.com. Also, TNT Customs. You know, that's a veteran-owned company, just like we were talking about. Bob and Mary out there in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they do excellent custom work. They have stuff on their website you can buy. If you don't see it there, they can make just about anything you want. So check them out at tntcustoms.com or on Instagram or Facebook. And you can use code TM as in Terrain Master 11 and save yourself some money. You know, get 10% off for them. Shout out to Tactical Recovery Equipment. That's who does my recovery, my winch line. toe straps, everything I have, and they're a great company. So look them up too. TRE, I think, is actually what they are, but Tactical Recovery Equipment. You can find them on every social media out there. So look them up too.
Awesome. That's some great pages. I want to do a shout out, of course, for Fishbone Off-Road and at Christian Ramirez Designs, two great companies. Make sure to check them out for your aftermarket needs. And I want to mention Legendary 1941. It's a great feature page on Instagram. Chase from Heathen Army Fitness runs that page. He's a great guy. Make sure to check it out. Also, check out 1941 Life. It's a classic Jeep kind of page. Gives you some history on Jeeps. It's an awesome page. Follow them. And as always, follow Heathen Army Fitness.
Yeah, definitely some good guys there for sure.
Well, all right, guys. That's the show for tonight. Vince, what do we do?
We're going to keep it Jeep.